Hello and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And here we're continuing our conversation with contributor Jeff Bach about mobile apps, mobile devices, and the prospects for task-oriented and contextually based experiences.
So you've set the stage nicely for my next question. You talked a lot about context and location and engagement as some of the important attributes of this kind of mobile 2.0 experience that companies need to kind of need to strive for. So to that end, you know, companies have invested a lot in their web content management systems as they exist today. What can they do to become more mobile, make things more context-oriented and engaging for users today?
Well, I think that's really the challenge that's facing web publishers. And I'd like to say we have to make the transformation from a web experience to a digital experience. And this is really a big problem right now because there's no one delivery environment. We used to just assume that a web experience would be fine and that'd be a single delivery environment. Now we're faced with multiple channels and multiple delivery environments. And the challenge or the question all along is how best can you exploit the digital environment? How best can you exploit this having access to content on your device that in fact is smart and flexible and comes and authoritative and comes from some kind of back-end environment that you really don't know where it is? It's actually, euphemistically we say it's running in the cloud, but who the hell knows where it is? All you know is that you're getting the information right there on your own device. So I think there are a couple of things. First of all, I think you have to recognize that it's not simply a matter of shrinking your existing apps or making your existing apps responsive. Certainly, there's a lot of talk about the importance of responsive design, and I don't want to minimize that importance. Responsive design is a it's called responsive web design, to be exact, is a set of technologies that basically will reformat content that is delivered to a full-screen web page and shrink it down and make it able to be easily viewed and navigated through on a mobile device. And this is certainly an important first step, but what's important to realize is that the navigation and the way in which the application is laid out and the whole user experience is predicated on having this full-screen experience. And that's not necessarily the case because responsive web design does not really exploit the capabilities of a mobile device and all of the flexibility that comes from a mobile experience. Certainly responsive web design is going to be important for publishing and media environments where, you know, if I want to read my favorite newspaper on a full-screen website, I probably still want to get a lot of that news on my smartphone or tablet and have it look good and make it easily navigable. But when you want to go to the next step, you want to say, well, let's look at local weather. It's not a question of going and asking, telling the app, well, I happen to be in this particular place. You want the app to know, oh, you're asking for the weather and you're happen to. And I know where you are, so let me give you the local weather first, and then if you want to find about the weather someplace else in the country, I can make that easy for you too. Now, weather apps are doing that right now, but you don't see that happening with local search or local news or local e-commerce examples. So that's really a challenge. And the second part of the challenge is really to go back to the drawing boards and really try to design for mobile first. You hear people talking about designing for mobile first, and we're just now working through what that really means, how, in fact, you can do that. Certainly, there's a lot of the conversations around disruption and the sharing economy is based on the realization that there's certain things we can gather from a mobile environment, such as our location or where, or, you know, when we want a taxi or where we happen to be looking for a hotel room, that can actually influence that whole experience. Another example of designing for mobile first is really the advent of clipboard examples, clipboard applications. And these are a class of applications that are designed for field service workers, and basically saying that, well, anything that you now have a field service worker, field service person out in the field writing something down on a clipboard, they ought to be able to do that on a mobile app, and we ought to be able to make their experience much more seamless, get better data quality out of it, and have greater flexibility and productivity. The favorite example I just saw last week was somebody who came by and was doing the annual fundraising for the local environmental group here in the town where I live. In years past, this person would come by with a clipboard. I'd write my name down on a column. I give a small donation, and off they'd go. This time, they showed up with a Nexus tablet, and then they knew everything about me in terms of my donation history. All of that information had obviously been preloaded. And when we had our conversation, not only could they record my donation or take my credit card, but he could also give me a quick survey about how involved I wanted to be next year and what I thought about a couple of important questions. So that's sort of what's coming down the pike. There are going to be a lot of sort of these clipboard dashboard applications, or I would say the sales dashboard. You talk about a physician's dashboard, even a customer shopping experience dashboard when we go into our favorite mall and probably get offers from about content and that are linked to our loyalty programs and things like that. So there's going to be a much richer back-end experience. The challenge now is really to envision for businesses to envision what this push environment needs to be to be like, and then how to consider how to actually build the mobile experience. Certainly, there's going to be a new set of technologies that are going to come into play. We'll talk about mobile application development tools, making it easy for developers and people who are just business analysts to actually create these experiences. And we'll also talk about mobile backends as services, the ability to actually get the information from the cloud and from the rich environment. Finally, I would say, well, what does this really mean to people who are investing or already invested in web content management systems? As I said a number of times, I think it points to the importance of having a well-understood and well-documented information architecture where you know what your content components are, you've invested the time in exposing your metadata, defining your different kinds of metadata structures, so that you can actually be ready for the incredible amount of integration and the incredible amount of access to content that these mobile-first experiences are going to require. Every mobile-first experience is going to be building on a very rich and contextually sensitive back end. And so if you've already been investing in the back end, it's time to get your back end in order and really prepare for the future.
So now we've talked a lot about how the experience is going to be more data rich, more immediate, more context oriented. But there's another challenge that's kind of lurking in the background here that I think we should touch on, which is content and data security. In one of the examples that you described previously, where you talked about somebody coming to your door with a mobile device and having your donation history preloaded, and so on the one hand, it creates a much richer experience for you as the donor, and it's much more seamless. But on the flip side, there's some real data security concerns there. So how do companies make that trade-off, and what are some of the issues there?
Boy, that's a huge can of worms. And it's something that everybody's focusing on, and it certainly is important, but I don't think it's a showstopper. I think from a business perspective, you have to do a couple of things. You really have to take a hard look at your content and how your content is being used and do a trade-off and a business risk analysis. And establish, just ask yourself the question, how valuable is the content and how valuable is the metadata that describes the content? Where is it stored? How do you secure it? What happens when it's, how do you ensure that it's there? How do you protect it? And there's a whole set of issues around around a risk analysis that you have to, that you really have to think through and do a pretty explicit study of, in terms of how your business works and what the requirements are for your business. It's the old parable, in a sense of how many locks do you want to have on your door in order for you to feel secure, and what does that mean to feel secure, and how much it, and what are the trade-offs you're going to place in terms of the amount of risk you're able to tolerate or not. What I'm suggesting is that for most of us, an awareness of security, a modicum amount of security, is going to be very, very important. Few of us operate in a highly secure, fortified environment, and in those cases, there are additional layers of security that can be implemented as well. Now, when it comes to security, there are obviously two sets of issues. First of all, how you secure the content at rest. And then secondly, how do you secure the content that's in motion when it's traveling across the wire? The whole parable around file cabinets and enterprise content management basically said, well, we'll lock up our content in a very secure repository, and as long as we could control who has access to this repository, our content will be secure. And that may have been a good way to approach the problem in an earlier computer era of client-server computing. But obviously, as we've seen with the internet and the web, that has long gone, and that is not necessarily the best way to secure content. Right now, when it comes to mobile devices, the state of the art is to sandbox the content that is stored on the mobile device and actually be aware of where the content, of how much content you're allowed to be storing on a mobile device, either within a self-contained application, or create mobile apps where content is only transitory on a mobile device and is never necessarily stored there. Now, obviously, there's trade-offs in terms of how you design these mobile apps and what they should be. In addition to having the sandbox capability, obviously encryption is very important, and there are even arguments out there where a number of developers, a number of business leaders are saying, well, as long as we have very strong encryption, we don't really need to worry about building these moats and walls because everything's protected by encryption. I'm not quite sure where I come out on that particular debate personally, but I can certainly see the strength of it. The point being that there's lots of innovation going on in this whole question of mobile security, and it's important to track the innovation and invest the time and effort in the trends to make sure that you're on top of it as an IT leader or as a business leader. You're on top of what are the risks and trade-offs, what are the potential innovations that technology and business process policy innovations that could, that are coming, that look promising, that are well able to implement given your particular organization and organizational culture. But I'll come back to this question of needing to balance the innovation against your risk profiles And I think what's really important for driving the mobile revolution forward is to take a hard look at what your risk profiles need to be and how much risk and how much security you really need in the different situations. So it's better to be forewarned and prepared, but on the other hand, you also need to be open and flexible.
So you've given us a lot to think about in terms of kind of serving up different kinds of experiences on a mobile device for users, making that context aware in real time, and providing something richer than the average experience, but also something secure for users. Do you have any final thoughts for us, that things that we haven't touched on thus far?
Well, I think the final thought I'd probably leave you with is one we started with, and that is that designing for mobile first, is really going to be a push experience. And as you think through where you're going in the future, you want to think about how this content can be surfaced, the right content and the right context at the right time, and made available to people where they happen to be. And that's very much this transformation from pull to push.
Got it. Well, Jeff, as always, we very much appreciate your insights and your way of thinking about some of what's coming down the pike in terms of web content management and mobile. So thanks again for joining us.
Pleasure to be with you, Laura.
And for more on web content management and mobile content, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. Until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.